views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a talk radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Oh, welcome to Voices of Women. I am so excited to be here today. I'm going to be talking with someone who is a top woman leader in transformational motivation and leadership development, which is something dear to my heart, too, as I work in leadership development for women. And it's also Equinox happened yesterday, so we're definitely into spring and all that may bring to us. I think it sort of brings a joy, you know, when you start, the sun's out longer, daylight saving time is here, and so it's not like dark at 5 o'clock anymore, so it's really quite nice. Well, I want to introduce you to Wendy Kaplan is my guest. She's known as one of America's top women leaders in transformational motivation and leadership development. As a CEO of Vision Quest Consulting, she has 25 years of experience working with hundreds of organizations and thousands of individuals developing their most important asset, their people. Wendy Kaplan is an inspirational and motivational leadership speaker, author, and consulting expert, and empowers women to achieve their most challenging goals, both personally and professionally. She's been honored as the keynote speaker at the Conference Board Annual Women's Leadership Conference, and she's the author of Your Next Bold Move for Women, 9 Proven Steps to Everything You Ever Wanted. And her website is www.wendykapland.com, C-A-P-L-A-N-D. So welcome, Carol. I'm sorry, Wendy. Carol was last week.
Hi there. I'm so happy to be here. Thanks for asking.
Yeah. So you are working in the transformational field and now have this book. But I want to know first about you. What led you to this work of working with women and working in leadership?
Well, Chris, I've been working in leadership really since I've been a little girl in one form or another, really. My dad and mom were both entrepreneurs. My mom owned a women's clothing shop when I was little, and my dad and my grandfather owned a leather tannery in Massachusetts when I was a little girl. So business has been around my life since I've been born, and business conversations have been part of my everyday life forever. And really a marked moment which had me pay attention slightly differently was when I was 6 years old. And I happened to go to the tannery with my dad. I don't remember what the circumstances was, like why I wasn't in school and why I was at the tannery instead. But we were walking down the hall, and the tannery was a very scary place for a little girl. There were lots of men who had mammoth muscles, who were managing big machines and big vats of chemicals, and lots of hanging hides on hooks. And they were dirty and smelly men and big and tattooed. And I remember walking down the hall with Dad, and Dad was saying hello to everyone by name. And even at 6 years old, it struck me, gosh, Daddy, how do you know everybody? This is such a big place. How do you know all their names? And not only did he say their name, but he would ask them a question like, how was your vacation in Florida? How's your wife, Susan, feeling? How's your son's blah, blah, blah? And he said, you know, honey, this was a moment for me. You know, honey, it's not the company or the business that runs itself. It's the people. And if you treat your people well and they matter to you, then your business will be successful. And that really, that just stuck with me forever. So I've been a student of what it takes to be an extraordinary leader and manager forever. And started doing that work professionally in my 20s and started my own business because of a set of circumstances and a crummy boss years ago, 25 years ago. So it's been a journey that's actually been a pretty steady progression all these years.
Just need to say, yeah, crummy boss. I think we've all had that. I actually left corporate life due to crummy bosses. And so I think that's something that a lot of us have in common. Some people aren't able to quit their jobs and, you know, they need the income and it takes a lot to make that bold move, which is what your book is about, you know, making bold moves. So tell us a little bit about the inspiration, you know, why you wrote your book and it is for women because it's about your next bold move for women.
It is. That's the title. And I just had a conversation with a client yesterday who's a guy who said, I got your book. It's really good. So men can benefit as well. I don't have a big story in regard to the inspiration regarding the book. I was on vacation, and my husband and I were in this beautiful lakeside cottage resort, and I just woke up one morning and had this overwhelming urge to write. And I wrote for 8 weeks straight, every morning for 2 months, for 8 weeks. And at the end of it, I had a book. So I think what really inspired me is I feel like I'm on a mission. So you'll get this, Chris, because I think we're similar in this way. I'm on a mission to change the world with my own brand and way and gifts and talents of doing that. And so I've got many messages on helping women to take their seat and find their voice and find their power and be bolder and how to do that and not have that little voice in your head take over. And I've been doing that work both corporately with men and women, but specifically focusing on women for the last 10 years. So there's no particular reason. It just feels like it's mine to do.
Yes, and there is that mission to change the world, and we're wanting to bring about, I think what's happening is we're looking for new ways to be in the world, particularly in business and with corporations, and how do we bring the people element? And now when you read the upcoming things, it's people before product. It's I forget, there's three things. I don't know if it's three P's or what, but it's people and something and maybe purpose, I don't know, and product. And Our traditional, you know, corporation and ever since the Industrial Revolution, it's been product first, you know, product and profit. And that's not really working anymore because it causes, I think, I'd love for you to talk about this, but I think that's one of the things that causes a dissatisfaction and why people are leaving their jobs to go become their own entrepreneur or start their own business because the focus is incorrect.
Well, I think I don't disagree with you for sure, but I could add some of my experience with that. So the research says that people leave their jobs primarily because they have a crummy boss. And so for those people who are bosses out there, it's really important to learn how to be a really great boss and a great manager so that you can take care of your people so they won't leave. So in addition to what the research says, I think I also think that women in particular, if we're just talking about women, have decided on some level that they're going to create the life that they want. And either they're going to do it in the company that they're in, or they're going to do it elsewhere. So I think, and not everybody can leave their job, so there are plenty of people who go to work because they need it, and their family relies on it, and so they get their fulfillment outside of work. But the people who leave to go start their own thing, they usually leave because they feel called. You know, there's something out there that they've always wanted to do, and if they don't do it now, when are they going to do it? And then the other reason is because they are dissatisfied with the way things are for them at work. And You know, I work in a lot of Fortune 1000, Fortune 500, Fortune 100 companies, and my experience is that every company is doing the best they know how to do, and they're trying to care about what we call the triple bottom line, which is people, profit, as well as profits, and product. So I don't think anybody is maliciously trying, you know, to do anything, or is businesses and companies are heading in the wrong direction. I think businesses are trying to keep their heads above the water and trying to serve their clients and sell their products and trying to make a living just like the rest of us are. I think we're all just trying the best we know how.
Well, that's true. And there is a big move to, I think what is more maybe what's going on is they don't know how to make these changes, the shift in how to go about doing that transformational work to make it a good workplace and fulfilling. And I think one of the, what I work in is the models of kind of collaborative leadership where everybody contributes to the creating of whatever the product is, to the process to create. And that's, I think, so important. And a lot of places that's missing, and they don't necessarily know how to do it. So those experts like yourself and myself who can go in and help in that transition, because it is a transition. It's a different way of operating that can bring that about. And I think that's one of the dissatisfactions, is not being part of the decision-making.
Which, you know how hard that gets, right? The bigger the company, the more the departments, the more the people. It's just really hard to include everybody.
Well, yeah, but I think there are ways to do it where you have teams, you know, in teams or in different areas of a company where they're working on a project that everyone is contributing to it. I think there's
absolutely
ways to incorporate it. Yeah, it's hard in a huge company. You can't do everything, but I think there's ways to bring it about. And that's that, you know, discovering, you know, how to do that, how to what people might be able to put into place that. And be creative in how we do that. That's what I'm saying. Okay, well, this is Christina's, and we are going to take a break now, and we'll come back and talk more with Wendy Kaplan.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenn Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennRice.com to learn more and to book a private session. Or dial 415-235-2807.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and I'm talking with Wendy Kaplan. She has her book, Your Next Bold Move for Women. And so, Wendy, we were talking about how some people leave because they're now able and wanting to move on to what's their purpose in life and what they really want to do. And I think that's, you know, where your book is helpful of, you know, talking about the next bold move. So how do you define bold, and what does it mean to live a bold life?
That's such a juicy question, isn't it? For me, my definition of bold is really, it's a different definition, really, for every person. So what I consider bold for me and a bold step for me, you might hear me say that, whatever that is, and say, oh, my gosh, that would be a piece of cake for me, and, you know, vice versa. So for each of us, we have a sense of something that we want to do next, something that's calling us forward, something we've been thinking about or dreaming about, and we haven't done yet. For any reason at all. And that to us seems bold. So it could be something professional or personal. So it could be as much a bold move might be, well, I had a coaching client yesterday who said to me, I really need to have to meet some new girlfriends and to build my personal network. I feel lonely. And that to her, because she's an introvert, is this huge step. So for her, that's really bold. And it could be, on the other end, something professional. So writing my book, that was very bold for me. Becoming a best-selling author last month, that was huge step, huge bold for me. Now I'm going on the speaking circuit, so because I have my book. So that's another bold move for me. So we each define it depending on our own terms.
And it can continue to evolve. I mean, as you find, you know, your girlfriends, that leads to the next step, just like you with, you know, writing your book.
Exactly.
Becoming a best-selling author and speaking, they're like steps.
Exactly. Well, you know, it's never over. So a life well lived is one that where you continue to grow and expand and have fun experiences. So, you know, I often say to people while I'm working with them, you know, we'll set some goals for you, but as soon as you reach those or you feel like you have those under your belt, new ones will just pop up. You know, you're not done till you're dead. So there's a lot of life to go.
Well, let's talk about some of the challenges because, like you said, there's some people who, well, you know, some people can just get frozen, or they're so intimidated or in fear of making those next steps towards a bold move. What are the challenges that you see they're facing, people that you're working with?
Well, it's the same for all of us. It's even, you know, the same for me and for you. So one is we get scared to death. You know, something that we've declared we're going to do, then we have to deliver on it once we've said it out loud. And what if that triggers, when you make a big declaration for yourself, what kicks in is your fight-flight response, right? So you're either going to run for the hills or you're going to freeze as you're trying to decide how you're going to address it or face it or whatever. So that happens to all of us, the little voice in our heads, the I don't think I can do this. When I wrote my book, I met this wonderful woman in a workshop who had just become a best-selling author for the 7th time. And I said to her, I'd like to become a best-selling author. And I thought, oh, my God, why did I say that? I don't even have any idea what I'm saying. And then she said to me, well, I can help you do that, and I'll put together a plan, and you can hire me to coach you, and we'll do that. And I was like, oh, my God, now I have to actually do it. And what if it doesn't work? Now that I've told everybody I'm going to do it, what if it doesn't work? I'll be mortified. You know, so those kinds of conversations go on in our heads all the time. And we talk ourselves out of it even before it comes out of our lips. So it's just really the challenges are always ourselves, I think, primarily.
Yeah, you spoke of one of my strategies. If I speak it, it moves me towards that step. Like I if I've said it out loud to people, I've made the announcement, my personality is, well, then I'm going to make that effort. And if I run into blocks along the way, then I feel like, oh my God, I've failed. And people ask me, because I've started this new business outside of Woman of Wisdom, and people always ask me, how's it going? You know, well, it's still in transition, you know, but some of that, I think it works to state these things out loud, because you can have kind of an accountability, like, even though, okay, I'm not there yet, but it's still in process.
Right. Well, it's true, but sometimes, I don't know how it was for you, but sometimes being in process feels like I'm unsuccessful on some level. And so I'm embarrassed by that, or I don't think I'm resourceful enough or good enough or smart enough or whatever, you know? So it's hard to say that we're going to do something that feels like a big stretch for us and exciting, both at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's hard to know how far we moved ahead. If we're in process, we can feel real bogged down with it and not feel we're moving forward.
Yeah, it's
when
true.
When actually we have made steps, and it's hard in our own, and sometimes maybe we need reflection from other people to show us, okay, look at what you have done, and go, oh yeah, okay, I am moving forward. It's just hard to see it when we're mired in our own stuff.
Totally, which is why I think it's a really great idea to have a journal or a notebook where you sit down and you write down all the things you've actually done already. So you can see how much progress you've made.
Well, because your book is for women, but you work in a lot of, you know, companies that men and women, and probably more predominantly men. Do you see any difference in the challenges between men and women?
Oh, of course. Yeah. So here's something that's common across genders. So one is everybody questions their abilities on some level. But women stew on it, and it impacts their ability to move forward and get the results that they want and ask for what they need. But men, and this isn't, I'm talking really generically now, and men, however, their egos often lead them to think they're great, even if they're not. So even though they question, they're able to take action and they figure out the details afterwards. You know, they fix it afterwards. Women more have to have things perfectly lined up, so they're more ready to have success when they get there. Men take a step and then they figure out the details later. Now, that's a huge generalization, but that's some of what I see happen.
Yeah, I can understand that. And there is that perfection thing of, yeah, having to have it perfect. I've got to get all lined up before anybody's going to hire me. I've got to look, you know, like I'm really capable of doing this. Got to be perfect.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, and stewing on it. Because women, you know, we process a lot.
Yeah.
And it's that stewing on things. We can overprocess and not get to the action aspects.
Right. Yep, I think that's right. Totally right.
So if you were to recommend one step to getting started towards this, living a bolder life, where do you recommend we start?
Well, of course, going through the 9 steps I highly recommend for anyone who is thinking about, dreaming about, starting out something new for themselves that they feel that it's bold for them and it's a stretch. So and starting with step number 1. But what I want to highlight is how important it is to be really clear about what you want, so you know, so it can guide your direction, right? So here's an example. So years ago, I don't have a TV show anymore, but I used to. And when I started it, I just started it because I thought it would be fun. And that's a good enough reason to do it. And it was called Your Next Bold Move. And I had guests on, and I interviewed them. And I did it for 3.5 years. So it had, you know, some longevity to it, and it had viewership to it and all that. But it's at one point, I stopped myself because I asked myself the question, what is it that I want? And what I realized was, it wasn't where I started, but where I ended up after 3.5 years was, what I wanted was clients from and more people coming into my work community and network. And that wasn't happening. And so because that was my goal, I decided to switch how I was going to get there, because the TV show was not the right vehicle for that. Now, I could still just do it for fun, but I decided not to, because I decided I had enough fun in 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's important to know, is that getting clear, what was that show giving to you, and what do you want, and is it not serving you anymore?
Exactly.
You mentioned starting, you have your 9 steps, starting with step number one. What is number one?
Step number one is checking your inner state, and what that means is to be able to identify in what, when you're being called forward, let me back up for a second. When you feel like the universe is kind of whispering in your ear or tapping you on the shoulder, or you keep having the same thoughts about something over and over and over again, and you're pretty sure that you don't want to do it, but why do you keep thinking about it? If you can identify which area of your life you're feeling out of sorts about, that it's not quite right, it will help guide you to which next move is yours to make. So here's an example of that in my own life. So when
we're going to have to give that after the break.
Okay.
I know we're going to be caught in the middle of that. So, and that's great to identify your inner state. That's such an important place to start. So I'm glad you're going to give an example of that. So this is Christina. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come right back and talk with Wendy Kaplan.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question. Always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you are ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com, or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Women of Wisdom, Women of Wisdom.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. This is Chris Stanis, and I'm talking with Wendy Kaplan. Now, Wendy, I believe that you were willing to give a couple books away, and so if people call into the station, the first two can receive her book, Your Next Bold Move for Women. So call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 800-930-2819. So, Wendy, how about giving your web address and how people can find out about your work and everything?
That's great. Thank you, Chris. It's Vision Quest. Oh, sorry. I have a business one and a work one. So the easiest one is wendykaplan.com. And Kaplan is C-A-P-L-A-N-D. And that's where you'll find free resources, even though you don't win the book today, I'm giving a free download to anyone who goes to my website, a chapter on the book, and resources and inspiration to help you move forward with your next bold move. And we also run two retreats for women a year, and under programs, you can also find that. So it's wendykaplan.com. We'd love to have you look at it.
Great. Well, so we were just talking about, you were going to share a story. We were talking about identifying your inner state as your first step towards your next bold move. So
Right. What
was the story you were going to tell us about?
Well, it's around being clear about where to focus yourself. Because usually when you're out of sorts and trying to figure out what you're going to do next, sometimes you're not clear. Is it this step or that step? And so I had an experience of that myself when I turned 50. So for me, it was the perfect storm. So there's something about a decade, well, that's good. Maybe I'll live to be 100, a decade birthday. And during the same year, my baby left for college, and my husband said, I don't need to be at home anymore, sort of overseeing the kids, because he was more the house husband than I. And he said, I'm going to go back to work. I said, that's great. But I didn't realize that meant 24/7. So I had no kids at home. I had no husband, really, because he was immersed in his work. And I found myself alone. And even though I had a thriving business, I was really out of sorts. And my solution was to actually climb into bed. And although I still ran my business and still saw clients and pretended that life was fine, every waking moment when I was at home, I was under my covers. I think I was depressed. And what I did was, to climb out of it, was to sit with, what is it that's making me so miserable? What is it that's making me so uncertain about myself, my work, my life? Just everything seemed bleak. And what I came to after journaling and being under the covers for a really long time was that I felt like I had more in me to create and use my gifts and talents. And just because I wasn't a mom anymore, just because I didn't have anybody to wife at the moment, didn't mean I had to shrivel. And so it really was what birthed my, I don't know, what do they call it, second act, where it allowed me to look at what's my life purpose here and how am I going to live it out. And so, you know, from that came my friends' retreats and the book and my programs with women and expanding even my corporate work. So it's been a huge blessing. I had a call yesterday with a friend and colleague who said to me, I love what you did with your midlife crisis. Good.
So what really, can you identify what it really was that got you out of the depression and out of bed?
Yeah, I can. It's not pretty, but it's the truth, which was I just got sick and tired of being sick and tired. Mm-hmm. I just had it with myself. I just couldn't take myself anymore. I just had enough. And I decided, I'm a person that in order to resolve problems at some point, it requires some action. So I'd already done all the internal. So checking your inner state is an internal activity. It's an internal reflection. It's coming to terms with what's true for you and what's working and what isn't. And this, one of the reasons I love this book is it's also a workbook. And so there's questions and exercises and activities to do, as well as tons of resources to help you with each step along the way. I heard somebody the other day share with me that they used the book, they started a book club, but instead of reading different books every month, they're just going through each step every month. So I think that's great. It's like a mastermind or support group to help you move forward with your next bold move. And it's really important, Chris, to be in community with other like-minded people who are up to something in their lives, too. So if you're in a community or your close-knit circle or your closest girlfriends are those who are, I don't know, happy, satisfied, life is great, and they're not interested in changing one thing about themselves or their life, and you are, that's the wrong community for you. It doesn't mean you should divorce them, but it might mean you want to expand your circle, which is one of the reasons we started these women's retreats that people can find out about on our website at wendykaplan.com, is because women want to be in community to be supported and to support other women. So it's really, that's one of the steps, is being in a purposeful community, step number 7, and how important that is to get and give extreme support as you're going through the process.
Oh, I so agree. And that I know it works. I've been in a women's community for 22 years, and it's a great place to practice your leadership, to get feedback of what you're doing, and get that support, that so needed support. So speaking of leadership, let's talk a little bit about women and getting a position of leadership as a woman, and what that means. And for me, it's like, why now I feel it's so important for women to be leaders.
Well, I think there's lots of reasons. I think there's, you know, I'm old enough to be part of women claiming their place in the corporate world and trying to move up the ladder and looking like a dressing like a man and a woman in a being a woman and dressing like a man in the man's corporate world. When I started my career off early on, I worked in banking, and everything in my closet looked like a blue or a gray suit. Right? And probably there were blouses with little bows on the neck. And you know, that's how men dress. And that was sort of the corporate uniform. Those days are over. At least they're over for me, and they're over for many women I know. So I think that women, for those who work in a place where there's an invitation calling them forward, like a real invitation, to be themselves, to leverage their gifts, and to use them to make their work and their network around them, their key stakeholders, a better place and more effective and grow, it's a wonderful time and opportunity for women to step in and to use all that they know and to not do it like anybody else. So it doesn't mean that we wouldn't have mentors or sponsors, but we have to do it like ourselves. And I don't mean ourselves like women do it. I mean ourselves like Wendy Kaplan does it or Susie Smith does it. You have to do, because otherwise it's just a matter of time before you sink, because it's not your way. So it's I have a favorite saying that I got from one of my teachers. So on her wall, she has a plaque that says, "Be yourself. Everyone else is taken." Mm-hmm. And I think that's like my mantra for being a woman and a leader. And to not second guess yourself every single time you make a decision and you go forward. You know, there are people around you who will agree, who will disagree. It doesn't matter. All of that's learning for taking yourself to the next step, not to take it so personally.
Yeah, and learning to, you know, trusting yourself to speak up when you get an idea, to not feel like you're not going to be listened to. I think it's an important thing. Women, I know the women I've talked to don't feel listened to and accepted, and so they gave up speaking. Mm-hmm. And we have to learn how to, you know, what is our voice and how can we get it out there in a way that it can be heard. And that's it's a learning process that we all have to go through. And it is about, well, what is our uniqueness, our unique qualities as a leader or as a woman,
and
what we can bring to the table. And to when we know those and fully own them, they're ours, you know, and we can speak them with that conviction of this is what I know. And they can be, and then to deal with it, they can be accepted or rejected. Do not take that personally, too.
Right. I hear a lot where women, because I coach a lot of women executives and vice presidents and directors, and I've heard a number of times, you know, I was in this meeting and I said X, and nobody even responded to it. And then a few minutes later, Sam repeated what I had already said, and everybody thinks Sam had the greatest idea.
Yeah. Well, we're going to come back and talk about that because that is so true. So this is Chris Stainis on Voices of Women. We're going to come back and talk more with Wendy Kaplan.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com. Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella, one of Britain's most respected psychic mediums. John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net. Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis and with Wendy Kaplan. She's the author of Your Next Bold Move for Women. And if you, there's still a couple books to give away, you can call 800-930-2819, 800-930-2819. So Wendy, we were just talking about someone else taking the credit for your idea, you know, where you gave an idea out, nobody heard you, and then you said Sam came up with this great idea and got credit. What do you do about that?
Many rules of thumb. I'm always shocked when the woman who got stolen from goes silent. Maybe they're in shock,
yeah,
and they can't react fast enough. But I could imagine being at the table and saying, wait a minute, didn't I just say that? So, you know, there's different schools of thought. One is you work the politics, not at the table, but after the meeting. But I don't know that I could stand the blatancy of that happening and not say something. I don't know. What would you do?
I don't know. I can understand that silent, like, one, there's that immediate gut reaction of being angry, and then you don't want to be inappropriate, and what do you say, and then everybody's going to react to you if you say something, you know, it's that, so that quandary. So, you know, it could be a good little ebook to say what you can say in these situations.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, where you could be
That'll heard. Be a good next book for you, Chris.
Well, maybe, I don't know. I don't know if that's my field. But, you know, it does stump us. It's kind of like, one, it's sort of like, what? You know, yeah. Can you believe this? And then we get angry and then we just, but it is true. We get silent. And it happens in women's groups too, because I know years ago at our council meeting, I was realizing a pattern where women would disagree. We were going to do something. We were going to have a retreat, we were going to do a training on orientation for new council members. And it had been talked about for a couple months. And then we come to this meeting to plan, find the date and all that. And someone says, we don't need an orientation. And everybody went silent. So, you know, it's like that awkwardness of disagreeing with somebody or we can't do it because so-and-so said we couldn't do it. So therefore, because we're all working consensus, we can't do it now because someone didn't think it and no one spoke up. And I've seen that happen. So it even happens within women's groups.
Yeah.
You know, that fear of speaking up when somebody comes across with a strong idea.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's what we've done. So we do have some action items. So we have created situations where you can turn around and not make that other person wrong, but just say, well, let's hear from others. What do you think about it, Carol? You know, and let's go around the room and everybody share with how they feel about having an orientation meeting.
Yeah.
Or, you know, of course, when someone's took your idea, it's a different thing. But just to think of creative ways that you might be able to, or even make a joke, like make people aware of like, wow, that was such a great idea, Sam. I'm sorry I didn't bring it up myself.
Exactly. You don't have to do it so
seriously. Which is hard to do in the moment. But
right. Well, if you're prepared, right, if you have some tools in your back pocket when different situations happen like that, humor is a great way to handle it. I'm not so great at the humor thing, so it's really not my style. I could get better at it. But I think humor is a great way to handle that. Great way to handle it.
And probably there's others that noticed it too, but no one's going to speak up because they don't want to say something, you know, against Sam.
Well, and plus you have to be – so let's just be realistic. It depends who Sam is.
Right.
So it depends on his status and his stakeholder positioning politically. And if Sam's the CEO, I don't know. And you're not? I don't think you do that. I think you do something else.
So, yeah, that's true. Well,
right,
I like
really,
your idea to do the politics, like do things behind the scenes, whether it's afterwards. I mean, you can maybe go to your boss and say, hey, you know, that really impacted me when, you know, I gave this idea and then you brought it up. Did you not hear me say it? Or you know, whatever. Or beforehand, bring your ideas to somebody who supports you beforehand. So when you come to a meeting with an idea, someone is there to support you. Hey, great idea, Carol. You know,
well, in fact,
something.
If you're – so this is a corporate leader strategy that is well known in the executive table, which is if you're presenting an idea or you want to influence an idea, the phrase is socialize it. So what you do is you go around one-on-one and you share it with everybody and you get every concern that everybody has who would be part of the decision-making process before you even present it. And then when you go to present, you handle all those objections. And maybe you even handle most of them one-on-one before you even get to the table. So by the time you get to the table, everybody just says yes because you've already done all your work. So that's just a strategy that many executive tables use and leaders use.
Hmm, good idea.
But I think how we got here, Chris, is we were talking about women and their leadership. And what I do agree with you that now is the time, right? That it's the time for women, that there's every major corporation, I might be exaggerating, but I'm on the right track, has a women's leadership programming, initiative, summit, annual event. Every company is doing something to help promote, develop, and retain their key women talent. So now is a really great time to be a woman who has aspirations corporately.
Yeah, they're looking, and they need the woman to step up to those positions. I mean, we need to train ourselves. They're looking for people who are qualified, too. I mean, sometimes, you know, we need to do the work.
Yeah.
And but there's still the issue, like, you know, in the state of Washington, the statistics are that there's 3% of the corporate CEOs are women. And I just think it's important for women. You know, we're sort of adverse to wanting to be in a leadership position sometimes because we don't want all that responsibility, or we look at people. I remember 30 years ago when I left corporate world, I was looking at the execs above me, the VPs, and going, I don't want to be like them.
Exactly.
You know, overworked, stressed out, tired, not fun to work with because they don't really know how to be a boss. And, you know, they don't manage people well. And where's the training? I mean, all these things. And
so
it was like, well, I don't want to be that.
Well, we all make our decisions about where we see ourselves and where we are best utilized and where our heart leads us. And so some people leave, some people move up, some people stay where they are. I think for each woman, it's an individual decision. And there's also something about cycles of life. So the worst time, I think, speak from my own personal experience, to try and really kick into gear is when your babies are babies. So I know Sheryl Sandberg is a really public figure who talks about that, and she's got little children at home, and she's got a ton of support. So not everybody has the same privileges that she has based on her role at Facebook and probably her prior roles and monetary pay, et cetera, which allows her to do some of the things that she can do. And some of us can't afford to do that. But it's a, you know, there are cycles of time to kick it, and there are cycles of time to rest and focus on family. So what's really great about being a woman, I think, is that we have the choice. You know, we have different – I think life would be so boring if all I did when I turned 21 was enter the workforce and stay there for the next 50, 60 years. Oh, my God.
Oh,
how
yeah.
great.
I make changes all the time. But you know what? We're out of time today, speaking of time. So thank you so much, Wendy, for being with us today.
You're welcome. You can see I'm so passionate. I have so much to say. Thank you for having me, Chris.
Well, check out our website, and there's lots that she has to say there, too. So it's WendyKaplan.com. So I'd like to leave everyone with this thought today. What is your next bold move that will transport you to your dreams? This is Chris Stainis. I'm the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation, also the author of the Amazon bestseller and award-winning book, Women of Wisdom, Empowering the Dreams and Spirit of Women. It's an inspirational book and has a diversity of art, poetry, and writings from women of many different aspects of the divine feminine. And you can purchase that at womanofwisdom.org. You can sign up for our newsletter there. I'm also one that everybody know I'm speaking. I'm doing a one-hour webinar at the Women in Business World Summit. And my time is next Wednesday, March 26th at 1 p.m., 1 p.m. Pacific time. And just go to WIBWS.com, and you can sign up for all the speakers they have going on now. It started Monday. It's going this week and all next week through March 28th. So check that out. A lot of speakers for about women in business. Next week, I'll be interviewing Bonnie Glass Coffin, author of Lessons in Courage, Peruvian Shamanic Wisdom for Everyday Life. So this is Chris Stainis. So I'm glad you shared your hour with us on Voices of Women. Have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, Radio with Chris Stainis.
What's getting your attention as physical pain or illness? Have doctors been unable to help? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Amazing things happen every day, sometimes with jolting awareness, and sometimes with subtle shifts aided with Christy's divine healing gift. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Where do you desire to go in your life? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Our Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside us waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase while Victoria Cohen takes everyday situations like job loss, relationship struggles, parenting challenges, work stress, and health concerns and shows you how awakening to your inner voice helps you make more conscious choices where your life flows more smoothly with greater clarity, purpose, grace, and ease. As a psychotherapist and soul coach, Victoria has inspired thousands of clients over the past 31 years to listen to their inner wisdom and let it guide them on their true path. You can learn this too on Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen. Your soul suitcase is packed. Are you ready to start your journey?
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Vasili is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing. Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.